radio adventure. Get it even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Give me more head volume, headphone volume, will you? That's it. Come on, up it, up it. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing 895 pounds, is Satan himself. And in this corner, weighing 195 pounds is Rick Adams. And who wins? Guess who wins? Davy slew Goliath, right? All right, here we are tonight on this Wednesday night edition of the program Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's right. And what better way to begin than to talk about a subject relating to the business of business, as they say. That's right. The government is business, and the business of government is big business, right? Well, I'm glad to hear and know that a judge finally affirms a $30 million judgment against eBay. That's right, $30 million judgment against eBay for patent infringement, right from San Fran. And this federal judge approved of roughly $30 million judgment against the giant of eBay more than 4 years after a jury concluded the online auctioneer had infringed on the patent of a small Virginia company. U.S. District Court Judge Jerome Friedman's certification, issued late Tuesday in Virginia, Edges, Great Falls, Virginia-based, Merce Exchange LLC, a step closer to cashing in on its long-running battle against one of the Internet's powerhouses. But eBay still hopes to avoid writing a check. We are disappointed with the court's order, and we plan to appeal it, the San Jose-based company said. And, well, I hope they lose. I really do. This dispute, you know, revolves around their buy-it-now option, which I'm well familiar since I have done a lot of selling and am selling on eBay and buying as well. And I know how unscrupulous and how greedy and avaricious eBay is. That's how it got to where it is. But this buy-it-now option apparently, is where the trouble set in. They set a fixed price instead of a fluctuating bid, and Merce Exchange contends the system trampled on its patented technology. A federal jury sided with Merce Exchange in 2003, concluding eBay should pay $35 million in damages. Well, the award was later reduced to about $25 million, with interest accumulating. Since then, of course, the value of the judgment has climbed back up to about $30. So that is the nature of the beast, and I hope they lose. I hope they do. Every year at this time, or January, they like to go up on their rates, their selling rates, and up and up and up, based not on the economic situation, but based on the fact that they have people where they want them. They're virtually a monopoly, indeed. And they just do not believe in competitive enterprises. And they have bought PayPal a while ago, as you know. They own PayPal. And they have the market pretty much cornered. So I'm happy that another setback has occurred for my friends at eBay, those so-and-sos. All right, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. When we come back, we will speak about a lot of things tonight. We have an open forum, so you join me. You're welcome to name the subject. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on RBN.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, I'm back. Well, you know, the thing that I just don't like about eBay is their paranoia. And by that, I mean, they have now gotten their computer system and their multiple service system to the point where if somebody writes to you about an item that you may be selling and you answer their question, okay, they raise a question, and you answer their question once and you forgot something, you forgot to include other information, you try to go answer them again. Even though it's saved in your messages, in your eBay, my eBay, you know, they won't let you do that because they think that you're trying to work a private deal. And they automatically conclude that that's what you're doing, these idiots. And so they say, go on to another function. We know what you're up to. Go on, move along, get into another area. You've already answered that question. That's how stupid and how corrupt and how evil they can be. That's what bothers me about eBay. So, of course, if you save the mail in your own personal mailbox, then all you have to do is just answer that question or make a private deal, I suppose, just to get even with them through your own mailing system. So you can do it that way to get around it. But that's their paranoia. They're so frightened to death that people are going to make a deal outside of eBay. And you know, the thing about it is that you can't even blame them. because of the rates they charge to list. But that's not all. It's not just the listing fees. It's the commissions that you pay and how they have escalated. And, of course, PayPal does the same thing now. You know, with the amount of money they extract from somebody sending money, if it's a big-ticket item. So, of course, people, many of them, have abandoned PayPal. They've abandoned accepting money through PayPal, especially through credit cards, where people can reverse the sale, as what happened to me not too long ago by a very dishonest person. And this is what they do. They make life miserable for you. And they just keep going up and up and up and up, figuring, hey, here's a gold mine. We have a monopoly virtually. This is the only game in town, and this is how they will profit. eBay will profit as well as PayPal, which they own, you see? So this is the name of the game. Never mind that people, most people who sell on eBay are marginal sellers. They're not people that are big corporations. They're people trying to make ends meet, trying to earn a few extra dollars so they can survive. That doesn't bother them at all. In fact, they really would like to say goodbye to them. They want the big fish, the big customers. So I hope the judgment sticks. I hope they lose the appeal. Anyway, I didn't mean to get carried away with that, but that brings me to Bob Chapman and his international forecaster for today, 12-12-07. And, of course, he's talking about U.S. markets in the first part of his letter. And he's talking about the market manipulations of the working group on financial markets, and the privately held Fed may see the yen carry trade as a lessening factor in the coming year. Tightening credit markets and rising assets volatility from the U.S. subprime mortgage crisis may end the trade. The credit crisis is going to be with us for some time to come, and that should keep a lid on the assumption of risk next year. That will reduce the trading in currency markets substantially, and a $1.5 trillion play could be reduced to practically zero. That will have a stultifying effect on the stock, currency, and bond markets. As the carry trade in the yen and the Swiss franc subside, both currencies will be forced higher. We could easily see the yen and the Swiss franc below one to a dollar. We will soon see a legal challenge from investors who oppose modification of loans in their portfolio. This program from hell also penalizes prudent borrowers and creates moral hazard. We wonder where the federal home loan banks are going to get more funds to lend. Well, they increased their loans to private sector banks and other mortgage lenders at a record annualized rate of $746 billion during the third quarter as the other sources of funding dried up. How do you run a rating to screen borrowers for the rate freeze based on the credit score? It's a grave error because it punishes those who have kept a high score. The modification of existing contracts without the full and willing agreement of all parties to those contracts risks significant erosion to 200 years of contract law. Well, that's very interesting. Then he moves along to the primaries, the upcoming primaries. And he says, in the primaries, defeat every incumbent in both parties. Show these cretins you mean business, and, of course, elect Ron Paul. Oh, my. Poor Ron Paul. It is not. Now, let me tell you something about this. You see, this is how fate would have it. I'm working with a young fellow on my TV editing plan for the documentary that's forthcoming on World War II. America's Legacy of Betrayal. And here's a kid, a young fellow, who's a really, really nice young Portuguese-American Christian. But when it comes to politics, he knows absolutely nothing. Nothing. He knows nothing about history. In fact, he didn't know Roosevelt from Hitler. course, I don't either, to be honest with you. But, you know, I mean, you get the point. He did not know who Roosevelt was. He did not know who Truman was. He did not know who McCarthy was. He didn't know anything. But guess what? Guess what he said to me today? He knew who Ron Paul was. And you know what he said? He said, isn't it interesting the way Ron Paul has been shoved aside and virtually ignored, totally ignored by the so-called mainstream media? And I said, how'd you know about Ron Paul? I mean, you know, I'm not criticizing you or anything, but you're not exactly, savvy when it comes to politics, because you're involved in music and the gospel and all of this. And, you know, you're in a separate world, and rightfully so, I said. I understand that. But he said, hey, I know about Ron Paul. He says, he must be doing something right. He must be telling the truth because they've ignored him. And I said, now, isn't that absolutely perceptive of you? I said, amen, brother. And his name is Manny, by the way. No, it's not Manny, my producer, another Manny. And he said, I happen to believe that Ron Paul is definitely telling the truth, or he would not be ignored by the media. Now, you see, he knows enough of the gospel to relate the gospel teachings to the world in which we live. He understands that those who are elevated in this world by the people in control are the ones you want to ignore, the ones you want to stay away from, and certainly not support. And those that are chastised, belittled, humbled, and, shall we say, condescended to, are the ones generally that you want to look up to. Those are the good guys. Those are the people that you need to support, as a general rule. Not always, but as a general rule. And I just thought that was marvelous. I thought it was fantastic. Here's a young, naive Christian man who doesn't know anything about politics, basically, and yet he knew that Ron Paul had to be a good guy. He had to wear the white hat, simply by the way he's been treated by the so-called mainstream media. All of those things I've just mentioned, ignored, spat upon, belittled, relegated to the laugh corner, if you will, giggled about, made to look like a buffoon. Well, that's the kind of a guy you want to support. That's the kind of guy who you know instinctively is stepping on some pretty big toes. And pretty sore toes. And I was just happy I was happy as a hog in manure. I really was, in the trough. Because I said, here's a blessing today. And that was just today. So I was very happy for that. Yeah, I mean, you can't blame me, right, for feeling that way. And that's the way I feel. Tell it like it is. And there are many more people out there who understand that, who know that now. And here comes Mr. Huxtable, who is not being ignored by the media. Even before the polling numbers began to increase, they were treating him with respectability. And look at the people who come out and support him. From the entertainment field, like Chuck Norris, and other people in the new evangelical stream of things, all of these, Zionazi prophecy people, thinking that Huckabee is the guy to support. He is the leading conservative Christian. And then we read about Mr. Huckabee and his real thoughts and his real understanding of the scripture. And boy, we begin to run and hide. The man is an absolute fraud. My friend, he is anything but a gospel candidate, that is for sure. But to the naive, to the uninitiated, he sounds good. He sounds like Mr. Clean, a white knight in shining armor. All right, I'll be right back. I'll take your calls on any subject, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now, and yes, indeed, we are going to take your calls, 800-313-9443. Tomorrow night and Friday night, a two-part show, since we have the hour right now temporarily, with none other than Larry Nichols, backed by popular demand. Time is short, and primaries are just a few weeks away, and Larry Nichols wants to come back on the show and talk to us about you-know-who. Hillary. Yeah, Hillary Clinton and Mr. Clinton, or whichever is which, I don't know who's the male, who's the female. But anyway, he will be back tomorrow night and Friday night, and there's so many questions, more questions that we have for him. So I just wanted to let you know that. Let's go to the phones, and by golly, look who's on the line. Steve, the sign guy, is that you?
Yeah, Rick, it's me.
Where have you been, Steve? We haven't talked to you in years.
Well, I left Virginia, and I'm
no,
in
not
South
years.
Carolina.
It's been months, though. Yeah, the last time we talked to you, you were in D.C. You were outside the White House, not far from there, right?
Yeah, somebody's got to tell the president to repent, don't they?
Yes, and you were the one who was sent and chosen.
So yeah, well,
what's been
Carolina
happening
now
in the meantime to you, Steve?
Well, I've actually become the sign guy.
Steve the sign guy, right.
Yeah, I used to have a, you know, sign business, so I found out about Ron Paul in April, and I started making signs again.
So with, I make some having really to do nice... with Ron Paul's candidacy?
Yeah, I make car magnets and sweatshirts and T-shirts, and I'll be going to the Boston Tea Party this weekend, setting up table.
You're going to send some up to me, some T-shirts and signs and bumper stickers and stuff.
Yeah, well, I've got a YouTube video on my website, you know, and I still have some of the videos from demonstrating in front of the White House. The Mobile Media Center video is the best one, I think.
Uh-huh. Wow. But, definitely look that up.
Yeah, well, I have a new website. It's stevethesignguy.com. It's a little easier to
remember.
That's
pretty simple, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot on there. I still need a web guy.
You need a webmaster?
Yeah, I still need a webmaster because making signs keeps me pretty busy. But I do a little bit of traveling.
Right.
I've got a truck billboard sign on the back of my truck, a 3-foot by 6-foot, with Ron Paul for president and on one side and Ron Paul Hope for America president with the website on the other side. And have a lot of fun riding around town, you know, with the truck billboard sign.
I'll say you must be. Are you getting what kind of reaction are you getting?
I get a good reaction. There's a lot of Ron Paul radio ads playing in South Carolina right now. We did a sign waving a couple weeks ago, got a lot of thumbs up, and I seem to be getting more thumbs up when I'm driving around since the Ron Paul radio ad started.
Well, that's just fabulous.
Yeah, we're excited here in South Carolina. I think more and more people are finding out about Ron Paul every day, so I think the mainstream media cannot control it, you know. When you have a message of freedom and people hear it, a light goes on.
yeah, that's right. Well, they've been trying their darndest to deal with the enigma of Ron Paul and the Internet, and they know that without the Internet and the voice of the people, Vox Populi, that Ron Paul could easily be left out of the picture without any hope of doing any kind of electioneering or showing in the polls. But he has been doing very well, both in the polls that they themselves have conducted, and also he's been showing some fantastic support from key groups across the nation, across the spectrum as well.
Yeah, it's like the Ron Paul people. I mean, we're everywhere, and we're doing things that other candidates don't even have the so-called supporters doing much of anything at all, you know?
No, and the money he's raised from grassroots contributions has really, to me, outperformed anything any of the others have done.
Yeah, and the Ron Paul blimp, it may be in Boston, just depends on the weather, but... Yeah, there's so much going on, the November 5th deal, and then this tea party. Who knows how much money we're going to raise in that one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be taking my laptop so people can, you know, connect to the Internet and make donations they want. The Boston Meetup wants people with mobile broadband laptops, you know, so people can use them and make donations on the spot there. So a lot going on.
There certainly is. Now, your website, again, is stevethesignguy.com, right?
Yeah, stevethesignguy.com. You can email me from there.
Good. People can contact you and see if they get some help for you in getting a webmaster.
Yeah, I've got a YouTube, 10-minute YouTube video showing a lot of my wares and have some new products. I have a really nice hooded sweatshirt. On the back it says, Restore Our U.S. Constitution with the Ron Paul website. And on the front, Ron Paul, President 08.
Yes,
so
indeed.
They're real nice, and I sell quite a few of those.
Well, that's terrific.
And I've got some really nice 12-inch by 24-inch car magnets with a design that I made myself. I hate to say it, but it looks a lot better than the official design.
No. I don't doubt that, Steve.
But, Adam, you remember the Tyrone Jenkins fella?
Yes. All right, hang on a minute, Steve, all right? We got to take a break. We'll be back in 3. Just stay where you are, Steve the Sign Guy, and you can jump aboard right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Support Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Hey, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Steve the Sign Guy, Steve. And, Steve, you were just saying something about one of the other supporters out there. Who are you talking about?
Well, you remember the Tyrone Jenkins guy and Jenkins.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, he called me a few times, and I just told him I was on the road because the guy really is kind of scary, you know, being a master mason.
Oh, yes.
He said, "Well, you know, I can find you, you know, whatever." I said, "Whatever, you know, I'm on the road, you know." But anyway, you know, Gerald Ford's funeral, when they were at Capitol Hill, Bridge Hume mentioned how it was always very windy on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
And Bridge Hume did say that it used to be called Jenkins Hill.
Wow. I remember bringing that controversy up.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Other than that, I told Tyrone Jenkins the last time I saw him that he wasn't my master. I didn't serve him, and to get behind me in the name of Yahshua. And I said, "Well, I see you trembling because, as far as I'm concerned, the Masons, you know, it's not all Masons, but the inner circle, you know, those guys are in league with Lucifer, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
But you know, we have power over the adversary, you know." Because of who lives inside of us, our Messiah. So
yes.
I'm not worried about that part.
Sure.
But one other thing, I did make People Magazine. I have my photograph in
you
there.
You did?
Yeah, the December 10th issue with Dennis Quaid on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Me and another Ron Paul supporter went to see John McCain at USC Upstate College here in
mm-hmm.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
And on page 74, it's got a photograph of me holding up one of my Ron Paul for President yard signs talking to Roberta McCain. And what they put in there, the outspoken Roberta half jokes, "I'm afraid I'm doing more harm than good," because she was talking to a couple of Ron Paul guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the main thing is, there it is, Ron Paul for president right there. You know, you see the sign, so that's the main thing, for people got to see his name again.
Yeah, well, I think McCain is going absolutely nowhere, and we can be thankful for that.
You know, I got to meet him and shake his hand. He's got a very beautiful wife. She's 53, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She thanked me for coming. They thanked me for coming. I shook his hand. I tried to look into his eyes
mm-hmm.
to see if I saw any life in there, if I just saw something empty, and I believe I saw something empty.
Uh-huh. So. Well, I think there is an empty suit there. There's no question about that. Well, Steve, I want to thank you for calling and keeping us informed, and please don't take as much time to get back to us again. Please don't
I'll give you a call maybe when I'm in Boston.
Well, you'll be close
organizer.
To us. Fine. Maybe we can get together, too.
Yeah, my assistant organizer, Brian Frank, sends out free DVD, Ron Paul DVDs, and he got us a room at the Hyatt Regency for three
uh-huh.
nights on Priceline for $76 a night.
Well, that's not bad at all. Amen.
Yeah, I think it's over 200.
Do that. Do that. Give us a holler. Call us. Call us through the program, all right?
Yeah, Rick,
SteveTheSignGuy.com, huh?
Yeah, SteveTheSignGuy.com. Check out my YouTube video. And hey, man, nice talking to you again.
It is a pleasure speaking to you, Steve. And Yahweh bless you.
Yeah, and let's tell the whole world about Ron Paul.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Bye-bye now. All right, buddy. There's a guy, Steve the Sign Guy. Before we entertain any other callers, I want to get into a little bit about the media-approved kosher Republican candidate, Mike Huckabee. This guy is a, you know, Southern Baptist, and whenever I hear a man wear his, quote, Christian religion on his sleeve the way he does, I get very nervous, very, very nervous, and even more nervous when I see that the usual group of people who hate Christianity, the ADL types, don't seem to be bothered very much by him. Although, locally in our Pravda urinal, the local rag sheet, one Jew in particular, Charlie Bax, who writes his garbage venom column, said that he was feeling creepy when he heard Mr. Huckabee referred to our, quote, Christian nation, unquote. And he is a creep, Mr. Baxt, no doubt about that. So it's no wonder that he was feeling creepy. But he did note that Mike Huckabee currently reflects back on a period of time in Arkansas during the corrupt Eisenhower administration, when Eisenhower sent federal troops in to invade the state, literally, once again, a la the War for the Confederacy, to enforce a Supreme Court decision made in 1954. And he thought that that was just so wonderful. Mike Huckabee basically endorsing what Eisenhower did in 1954, and talking about how it's all so nice. Rodney King, can't we just all come together and love one another? And that's what the gospel, in his view, is really all about. Putting aside our differences, and let's not be divisive, but let's be all-inclusive. So Mike Huckabee says we should not. We should not curse or get angry or be resentful when people transgress our laws, trespass in our country, and come to America illegally. He is very understanding of those people. For instance, Huckabee states, quote, My number one priority is to secure America's border. Then he says they, quote, must have a tamper-proof, scannable ID with a finger or retinal scan so that their employers know they belong here. Well, here you go. He's opening the door to the Real ID Act. That's not all, though. He claims he was against the Bush amnesty, but he would allow illegals to earn citizenship, and as governor, he was forgiving in-state tuition to illegal aliens and their children. He wants it both ways, this guy. He's a typical politician, only he holds the Bible between his fingers. Yeah, he's kissing that scripture. He claims that America will be energy independent by the end of his term. Now, we heard that 35, 40 years ago. And then he completely ignores the engineering difficulties of such a feat, indicating that he has not done any substantial research about the topic of energy. He aims to accomplish independence by setting aside a federal research and development budget that will be matched by the private sector to seek the best new products and alternative fuel. Now, that's the typical superficial, nonsensical approach. He knows what's going on. He knows that we have been deliberately made dependent on foreign oil so that we can be made interdependent on foreign interventionism. That's what he doesn't tell you, but he knows. All right? Now, you contrast that with Ron Paul, who asks nothing from the government but leave your hands off. Keep your stinking big nose out of private affairs and enforce our Constitution. Protect us from those who are illegal. Ron Paul knows, and he states unequivocally, that the driving force behind continued illegal invasions in the United States is the economic law that says when you subsidize something, you get more of it. He says that he feels our immigration problem is a consequence of the welfare state, and he's absolutely right, which effectively subsidizes illegal immigrants via free medical care and free public schooling. Dr. Paul is against amnesty and welfare for illegals, and he would end birthright citizenship, enforce visa rules, and secure the borders. How do you like that? He doesn't mince many words. He would put aside all these federal court rulings, put an end to it, and Congress has the power to do just that, to end all of this nonsense of the 14th Amendment citizenship of illegals, to end all of the appeals, all of the lawsuits right now. Lawsuits against Hazleton, Pennsylvania, for instance, could be ended tomorrow simply by stripping the courts of the authority to hear those cases under Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2. Oh, and by the way, a caller the other night brought up that law school, the George Gordon Law School, we'll be invited to be coming back to the program very soon, and then you'll understand from Mr. Gordon exactly what is meant by citizen of the United States. How's that? Wanted to answer the gentleman's question the other night, and there's the answer. George Gordon has been on the program before, so we will entertain that in the future weeks. Just thought you might want to know that, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Our number is 800-313-9443. And right now I'm not on my screen, but I do see the callers. Okay, I'll get to them in just a moment, but I want to mention that we need to think in terms of energy swapping. And there is a new website for energy swap. Those of you who live in Texas or New York, you need to call. Texas and New York listeners to RBN can save up to 20% on their electric bills. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. You earn rewards while you save money. And with the way the economy is going, who doesn't want to do that? Every little bit will help you. So visit RBN sponsor. Go to www.energy-swap.com. That's energy-swap.com. Or call 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. That's the number for the energy swap. All right, let's go right back to the phones and speak to Gary in Tennessee right now. Hello, Gary.
How you doing tonight?
Well, how do you think I'm doing? How do I sound?
Well, you sound great.
Well, thank you. Then I'm doing great.
Well, that's good for you.
Amen.
I've been suffering for the last 2 weeks from a brown recluse spider bite.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of spiders?
Brown recluse.
Brown recluse?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's life-threatening.
My goodness. And what did you do for them?
Well, I had to go to the doctor and get a script refilled. I do that every 6 months.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even look at it. And I said, do you know how to treat a brown recluse spider bite? And he said, no. I said, well, I'm going to give you some medical information. I said, and you're going to charge me $75 for this office visit? I think I'm going to send you a bill for $75, so we'll be even.
Yeah.
But,
I didn't know you had that problem where you live in Tennessee.
Yeah, we got them down here.
Well, we have ferocious animals up here, too, you know.
Yeah, we got them
down here. They're called politicians.
Well, politicians.
And they do bite.
Boy dogs, brown recluse.
Mm-hmm.
We got copperheads, cottonmouth, water moccasins, you name it.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like you have quite a yard full there, Gary.
Well, my three dogs take care of business pretty good. But
well, you better arm them with something, too. Shotguns or something.
I've got to protect my dogs. I had to shoot a water moccasin the other day. My dogs had it cornered under the trailer, and I had to keep them from getting bit and shot it. And it was 6 feet long.
But other than that, you're doing all right, Gary. You're listening to us, and I can tell.
Yeah, I had to call in and say that I'm upset and not happy with the fact that your program got whacked an hour.
Well, it's supposedly what we're doing is just for a short time trying to have another channel, another bird, so to speak, so that there will be two streams, not just one, and then we can accommodate more hosts.
Yeah, I understand all that.
I'm told.
This young pup, you know, he's reiterating to the choir what we already know.
Yeah.
I would hope that he would mature enough to bring up new issues and new arguments. But
yeah.
I don't want to belittle him. He's doing what he does the best he can, but he needs a little guidance. But I was listening to your program earlier tonight, and I really agree with what you said. It was right on the money.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Gary. Speak up a little.
I said that I heard your program earlier before this call.
Yeah.
And that what you said was right on the money.
Okay, about the illegals.
Well.
And the candidates.
Yeah, all that stuff. You went through a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. I can't reiterate it all because my mind's not that good right now.
Oh,
anyway,
sure.
Thank you for being on the air. I hope you get back to 2 hours.
Yes, indeed, we will.
You are great way to unwind all the bad news.
Well,
I'm
happy I fulfill that function for you, Gary. And most importantly, keep well, keep strong, and stay away from those spiders.
Well, I got the doctor asked me, said, did you capture the spider and bring it in me for identification? I said, are you kidding me?
Well, what you need is a real ID card for the spiders. That's what you need. And George Bush says he will be happy to issue them. Or a retina scan a web scan or something. A spider web scan. Well, we will track them down. If we have to, we'll do it.
Gary. I need to bug bomb this place.
Okay. Hey,
I'll talk to you later.
Gary, I'm glad to hear your voice and you're doing well. You're still with us. God bless you. Thank you, sir. All right. We'll be back, and I want to talk a little bit more about the latest assault on our sovereignty from those in Congress who are intent on amnesty for illegals. We'll be right back with Rick Adams, yours truly. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All right, we're back now. And I don't have too much time, so I'm going to get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Congress is at it again. They're trying to lull us to sleep by dressing up halfway measures to give the appearance of trying to control illegal invasions in the United States. Now, one more new example is the SAVE Act. You've heard of it, right? Or you haven't? S-A-V-E, the SAVE Act of 2007. It's known as H.R. 4088 in the House and S-2366 and 2368 in the Senate. Now, the problem with the SAVE Act and similar immigration control measures is that they are based on tweaking the existing immigration laws in a way that makes it appear that Congress is working to solve the illegal crisis when, in fact, they're not, because Congress is allowing George Bush, the executive branch, to refuse to enforce the existing immigration laws for the past two decades. So you see, this is another backdoor attempt to pretend to address the problem by making it worse. I mean, you can't, these people will never quit. They'll never quit. And as Bob Chapman said, when the primaries come, say no to all of them except Ron Paul. They're all a bunch of phonies. You may not agree with everything Ron Paul says. All right, I don't either. But the fact is, he's honest. He is not a politician. He's telling you how he feels, really. And that's the thing that is so refreshing that the media cannot stand. Honesty? Integrity? My goodness. They don't know what to do when they see it. So the Congress must, if they want to earn our confidence, they have to stop the SAVE Act. Stop pussyfooting around with illegals. And let's do some basic fundamental things. Number one. They can end birthright citizenship for children born to illegal immigrants, or those that are here in the United States illegally. They're not immigrants, by the way. They're invaders. They're trespassers. So you'll eliminate one of the primary incentives for illegals to come here. Come here and have children. Gone. Gone. Number two, block the North American Union by defunding and dismantling the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the SPP, and all of these other government programs that are being advanced to push the process of creating an open borders merger with Canada and Mexico. Number three, repeal NAFTA. That's the platform upon which the open borders North American Union merger is being developed. We don't want NAFTA. NAFTA has already proven to be a total disaster for us in every sense of the word. And number four, establish a moratorium. A moratorium on the consideration of any legislation regarding amnesty, legalization of status in any form. Those four things would really make a major impact. And those are the four things that are not being asked of the presidential candidates. We'll be back tomorrow night. Larry Nichols, join us tomorrow night on the Clinton White House, the Clinton State House, and what may happen in the primaries if she is not stopped. All right, we'll be on tomorrow night, Lord willing, same time, same network. Support republicbroadcasting.org. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned for more great programming right here. See you tomorrow night.